About 200 people gathered in front of Paris City Hall. Genocide survivors, supporters, activists, but not the mayor herself.
Je vous remercie à tous d'être venus.
Marcel Kabanda, president of IBUCA, an advocacy group for Tutsi genocide victims, introduced rights groups, members of political parties, including the Greens and the Young Socialists. He and everyone else regretted that there were no higher-ranking officials.
Monsieur le Président de la République,
Mr. President, ministers, Mrs. Mayor, that's how I would have liked to address you, said Sasha Rengovitz, president of the French Union of Jewish Students. Over an hour and a half, he and others paid homage to the victims of the genocide and evoked the need for France to open its archives to shed light on its role in Rwanda before, during, and after the genocide. But for Etienne Sanzima, who survived the genocide, the Memorial Day isn't about politics.
This special day, we don't want to talk about this thing.
Instead, it's about remembering.
Every year, there's some things that they're coming back.
He was 19 years old, living in Kigali during the genocide. He survived with his parents.
My parents are still alive, but it's very, very difficult to talk about your parents when among us. You don't know if the person just on your right or on your left still has his parents and a brother or a sister. It's very difficult.
Sanzima came to France in 1999 as a student. He ended up staying and started a family here. 20 years after the genocide, though, it's still difficult to talk about.
It's been 20 years and the memory is still alive. And when it comes to this special day, everything comes back and we talk with our members of our families who remained. And everyone is trying to call back some details of what happened. It's a very sad day.
Esperance Paturo says that commemoration ceremonies are about memory so that victims aren't forgotten. She arrived in France before the genocide, but her family was there and everyone was killed. They were exterminated, she says. It's difficult to follow a genocide through the media, she says, when you know it's your family that's being exterminated. She's a member of the IBUCA Victims' Rights Group to help survivors like herself, but also to make sure that memorials are put in place. During the speeches, someone said that executioners kill twice, she says. They kill once during the act and a second time through denial and forgetting. So our duty is to speak up for the victims, she says. IBUCA and other rights groups put up a temporary memorial in front of the Foreign Affairs Ministry this weekend, a gravestone with the words 1994 to 2004, Remember the Tutsi Genocide. And during the commemoration in front of City Hall, a representative for the mayor said that a memorial would be built this year. Etienne Sanzima says that's about time.
We've been fighting for this memorial many years. In Paris, it's the capital city of France, and it will be a special thing. It's very important. For the survivors, Tutsi survivors of the genocide, we'll have a special place.
He estimates there are fewer than 2,000 Tutsi survivors living in France, but a memorial is still important.
It will not be a memorial for the survivors here only. A genocide is a crime against humanity. I think it will be a big thing for the whole humanity, so for everybody.
Remembering is crucial for Espérance Paturo. Genocide doesn't end when the killing stops, she says. Commemoration events are planned by groups in the Paris region and around France throughout the week and into the summer. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.